Today's talk is called The Anatomy of a Conversion, and this is part two. In this talk, we see how a worldly, cosmopolitan, elegant lady who had absolutely no time for the things of God until she met Padre Pio. Hello, I am Edward Urban, and on this YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, we investigate the absolutely incredible life of the Capuchin monk and miracle worker whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you, a family member or a friend, is in need of his help and intercession, then do follow this channel. And we hope that you'll be amazed to find out how Padre Pio can help you. So if you are new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. And of course, click that reminder bell too. This is the second part of the video about Luisa Vario. The first part, we looked at her conversion, how Padre Pio worked her conversion. And now we look at her life after her conversion. What happened then? And it shows how genuine and sincere the conversion was. So now Luisa, desiring to completely renew her life, she remained behind in San Giovanni Rotondo. Now, if we remember back to the first video, she couldn't wait to just meet Padre Pio and get out of San Giovanni Rotondo because it was such a primitive town. But now something kept her there. And of course, it was the presence of the saint. And daily she made the trek up to the convent together with the other devotees of Padre Pio and pilgrims. And she took up residence in the home of the Fiorentino sisters, who were in fact among the very first spiritual children of Padre Pio. They wanted to follow in Padre Pio's spirituality. And they instructed Luisa in the steps of the spiritual life, and she spent the greater part of her days at the church. She commenced to undertake penances too, and privations and mortifications, not only for herself, but also for the conversion of her son, who was in the navy. And the fancy and elegant shoes and clothing from Paris and Rome that she had always worn now became to her an odious memory. And one day she went to this extent, it was particularly inclement weather when most of the pilgrims stayed away from San Giovanni Rotondo, and she decided, she made up her mind that she was going to walk up to the church barefoot as an act of mortification. Well, the wind was howling and the sleet was blowing and pierced her clothes like sharp needles. And eventually, exhausted, frozen, and soaked to the bone, she reached the monastery, the convent, and she was barely able to stand any longer. Her feet were now bloody and swollen from the rugged, stony trail. And as she crossed the threshold of the church, she collapsed literally right there. She fainted, and she had to be carried through to the sacristy. The icy water on her clothes that was dripping down her garment began to melt now that she was indoors. Well, as soon as Padre Pio saw her, he told her that she had been way too rash in doing such penances. And he added, "Our body, you see, is like a donkey that must be disciplined, but not too severely. Otherwise, it will collapse and not be able to carry us. So we just have to discipline our bodies in order to get it to go in the right direction, not to destroy our bodies, because they are good in themselves. Our body is obviously a creation of its God and good in itself." And then he placed his hand on her shoulder, saying, "This water does not wet." And listen to this. Immediately, her clothes were completely dry. A miracle right there. But nothing could deter Luisa from her penances, especially for her son. And each time that she spoke to the padre about her son, he told her to keep on praying, because someday he would see the light. And she often wrote to her son, telling him about her conversion. But he did not believe it was genuine. And he simply promised, in order to keep her happy, he promised to come and visit San Giovanni Rotondo sometime. But Luisa felt no peace, thinking that her worldly life had contributed to this bad example for him. And then after many months of penances at Our Lady of Grace's monastery, a visitor arrived in St. Giovanni Rotondo bringing in some newspapers from England. Leafing through the newspapers in front of the square, in front of the church, Louisa suddenly let out a loud scream that everyone in the church could hear. She had read that the naval ship carrying her son had been sunk at sea, and over a dozen men had perished. Did not give the names. Well, many people rushed out from the church in order to calm her down and to help her. When Padre Pio arrived, she told him that she feared for the very worst, that her son were dead. And he asked her, "Who told you this, that your son has died, causing you so much desperation?" And she replied, "Padre, can you assure me that he is alive?" Well, Padre Pio looked at Louisa, who was now crying buckets of tears, and then he raised his eyes towards heaven. After a few moments, he said, "Thank the Lord, your son is alive." And he even told her where her son was staying, the exact address. Of course, all the onlookers were amazed. They were astounded. And then Louisa Vario wrote a letter to her son, explaining what had happened to her and that Padre Pio had given her this address, begging him to come and give thanks for his escape from the danger. Well, finally convinced, her son obtained a day's leave to come and visit San Giovanni Rotondo. And then his mother urged him to go to confession and to make the fast beforehand so that he could receive communion at Padre Pio's Mass. But on the way to the church, he stopped for a little snack, some eggs and grapes. And then after arriving at the sacristy, where his mother had been waiting for him, he was introduced to Padre Pio. And the saint looked at him with a knowing smile and said, "What a rogue! What a liar!" The man was insulted and asked Padre Pio, whom he had never met before, why he was saying this about him. Padre Pio replied, "Are you going to insist to your mother that you have been fasting? What about those two eggs that you have just eaten and those grapes?" Well, Louise's son became greatly disturbed and then went down on his knees before the Padre, entreating him, "Padre, pardon me, I believe." And that is the story of his conversion. So we can see here in the story how being in the presence of Padre Pio had worked the conversion, first of the mother Louisa, and then through her petitioning and mortifications, the conversion of her son was also worked. Now, if you did not see the first video, then please just go to the link on the top here that takes you back to the first video. And here below is the most popular video.